Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Deputy Minister of Trade Dia Roro ST Widya Putri said that the Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or IEUCEPA, could open up new export markets for green and sustainable Indonesian products. Deputy Minister Dia Roro on Monday said there are several flagship products that Indonesia can promote to the European market. Meanwhile, as quoted from Mandarin.com, the European market strongly emphasizes the aspect of sustainability, which includes renewable energy. Primary and Secondary Education Minister Abdul Muti is planning to open vocational high schools that will offer a four-year learning program to prepare graduates to enter the job market and reduce the unemployment rate. As quoted from AntaraNews.com, the minister said, in addition to the four-year vocational high school, the ministry is also preparing vocational high schools that will enter to direct partnership with business units to allow students to establish employment relationships even before graduation. Furthermore, he said that his ministry will develop vocational high schools that will collaborate with job training centers to provide skill certifications to their students. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kupandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Kupandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Takkan baik bila kamu sudah tak tahan begitu. Tak perlu menunggu waktu untuk kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu.
Terjadi, aku kan berkata. Children love their screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Kan ku jalin lagu kalbuku bagi insan dunia yang mengagungkan cinta. Betapa nikmatnya dicumbu asmara bagai embun pagi yang menyentuh rerumputan. Oh, cinta akan ku berikan bagi hatimu yang damai. Cintaku gelora asmara seindah lembayung senja. Tiada ada yang kuasa nikmatnya dicumbu asmara bagai embun pagi yang menyentuh rambutan. Oh, cinta akan ku berikan bagi hatimu yang damai. Gelora asmara seindah lembayung senja. Tiada ada yang kuasa melebihi indahnya nikmat bercinta. Yeah. nikmat bercinta.
Listener, today's music corner presents a beautiful keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayub Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song, written and originally performed by Rio Clappy, was released on March 1, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special. Through the song, Rio Clappy celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Ayu Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening.
Still listening to RRWO Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And listener, we know that the President of the United States has announced the tariff for so many countries, including Indonesia, in which we got 32% tariff imposed by US on Indonesian products. But as reported by AntaraNews.com, the Indonesian government is yet to give up, because it is stated by the State Secretary Minister Prasetyo Hadi that there is a possibility to have a meeting between President Prabowo Subianto with the U.S. President Donald Trump. However, the State Secretary Minister cannot say for sure when can they meet. And the Indonesia's tariff negotiation team, led by the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, is currently in the U.S. to continue discussions on the matter.
If your voice, if your touch, if your kiss, if your eyes, if your smile, they were mine. You know I want for you to be by my side. Girl, nothing's gonna change, kabunyaku. Matamu, tatapmu, ku rindu. Seakan senyummu untukku. If I could, baby, I'd give my world to you. I hope you love me, cause kau cintaku. If you were mine, you'd be my everything. If you weren't mine, I wouldn't have anything. Peluk ciumku tak lepas, kan ku berikan untukmu. If you're mine, aku kan setia padamu. Dan daram, dataram, taram, taram. Mau ku rindu, seakan senyummu untukku. If I could, baby, I'd give my world to you. I hope you love me, cause kau cintaku. If you were mine, you'd be my everything. If you weren't mine, I wouldn't have anything. Peluk ciumku tak lepas, kan ku berikan untukmu. If you're mine, aku kan setia padamu. Peluk ciumku tak lepas, kan ku berikan untukmu. If you're mine, aku kan setia padamu.
Cup of coffee at Coffee Plantation is certainly very special. More special if coffee seeds are directly picked from the tree. Ngada Regency in Flores is the main producer of Bajawa coffee seeds. Although the Regency is only a small region, Ngada people commit to build their village through the superiority of Flores Bajawa Arabica coffee. When met in the Bajawa Flores coffee Conquered the World event, which was recently held in Jakarta, Ngada Regent Paulus Soliwa expressed his dream to develop coffee plantation in Ngada Regency to be an agrotourism. We give examples of tourism in Bolobolo is hill on the clouds. On the slope, there is Flores Arabica coffee plantation. We want to open cafe. Our dream is to make coffee plantation as agro-tourism. How people pick the coffee seeds, its process until it becomes coffee that is ready to be brewed and drink at the plantation. Of Ngada region is welcomed by the Agriculture Ministry.
Kita dukung, artinya dengan program kita, kita perkuat apa yang sudah mereka rencanakan.
We support the idea through our program. We strengthen what they have planned. The superiority is Arabica coffee. Let's promote by Jawa Flores Arabica coffee, not only as commodity, but also as agritourism. We have conveyed its technique to be able to connect our program at the Agriculture Ministry. Over there, it is built nursery, plantation of seed source, and also replanting. We expand it because they have big potential. In the infrastructure context, we also collaborate with Director General PSP for its machine to make its processing more efficient. The support revealed by Director General of Plantation Agriculture Ministry, Dr. Insinyur Kasdi Subagiono, succeeded to raise the spirit of Ngada people to promote their tourism destination and superiority products. Regent Paulus also said that most foreign and domestic tourists who come to Ngada Regency are interested in coffee and culture as well as natural tourism in the region. Ngada Regency has various beautiful tourism destinations such as beach, lake, waterfall, hill, mountain until hot springs.
Kalau kau benar-benar sayang padaku, kalau kau benar-benar cinta, tak perlu kau katakan semua itu.
forget to subscribe to our official YouTube channel, VOA Official, so that you can listen again other good contents and also VOA Talk only on VOA Official. Seems Indonesia and Jordan will improve our collaboration in higher education, and more specifically in this case Indonesia represented by the University of Indonesia or UI is committed to this collaboration that will involve various programs including double degree and student and lecturer exchange. Quoted from rri.co.id, Director of University of Indonesia, Professor Harry Hermansyah said that the University of Indonesia is attempting to increase the number of international students, in which Indonesian government and the University of Indonesia prepared scholarship for foreign students who want to continue their study at the University of Indonesia. Meanwhile, the ambassador of Jordan for Indonesia, Sidki Al-Amosh, hoped that the number of Jordan students who study at the University of Indonesia will improve, or there will be more of them. And he also said that until now, Jordan has a long, good history in accepting Indonesian students. So we wish that this collaboration in accepting students in each country and also in other programs can run smoothly, so not only they will be able to learn good science or even good knowledge from each other, but also to know more each other better.
Boyfriend now, he's my dearest pal. He'll always care. digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi, Tuan.
Hi, Nona.
Tuan kesepian, tak punya teman. Hatinya rapuh, tapi berlagak tangguh. Oh, Nona tak berkawan, tak pernah rasakan cinta. Sungguh pandai berhayal, mimpi itu alamnya. Mereka berdua bertemu di satu sudut taman kota, bertatap tapi tak bicara. Masing-masingnya menganalisa. Tuan, apa yang salah padamu? Mengapa wajahmu ada seribu? Tuan, apa yang salah padamu? Seakan dunia hanya kamu, kamu, kamu,
Tuan
kamu
berkata.
Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Apa enaknya tenggelam dalam hayal? Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Kau tahu ku tak punya hati, kau masih saja menanti. No 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 no.
In a moment, you'll be listening to an explanation about Indonesian music from Bali called Rendik.
Apa yang salah padamu? Mengapa wajahmu ada seribu? Tuhan, apa yang salah padamu? Seakan dunia hanya kamu, kamu,
Tuhan
kamu,
berkata,
kamu. Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Apa enaknya tenggelam dalam hayal? Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Kau tahu ku tak punya hati, kau masih saja menanti. Cinta pada Tuhan, Tuhan menunggu yang lain. Nona tak peduli walau Tuhan tak pernah peduli sekitarnya. Nona jatuh cinta pada Tuhan, Tuhan menunggu yang lain. Nona tak peduli walau Tuhan tak pernah peduli sekitarnya.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. And talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition. It was so popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is rindik. According to the history, rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mak attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the Gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example, in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like Gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
listener, rindik is made from the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower. So, when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa.
Thank you.
A new tourist attraction called Little Ranch Sidomukti, which is worth visiting. Little Ranch provides countryside farm with assortments of farm animals like Texel sheep, Arabian chicken, rabbits, horses, goats, etc., complete with the meadows and dens. The atmosphere will make you feel like you are in a European-like farm. Even the barns and dens, known as red barns, are made to resemble those of foreign wine. This attraction is 4 to 6 kilometers away from Bandungan Square, Semarang City Center, and can be reached in 20 minutes driving.
Music.
Sido Mukti is open daily from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The entrance fee starts from 25,000 rupiah per person or around $1.6. Entering the range, you will feel the cool highland atmosphere plus the view of foggy mountain range. Here you can feed the animals, ride the horses, stroll around with scooters, electric bikes, and even an all-terrain vehicles. And don't forget to taste the food at the cafe near the farm. To enjoy the farm scenery, there is a bridge and tower where you can take pictures. Listener, there is a new feature at Little Ranch Sido Mukti with Go Green concept called Scooter Explore the Village. This facility enables you to stroll around and enjoy the village-like scenery with environmental-friendly vehicle. Besides, there is educational tour linear to the Merdeka curriculum. The Merdeka curriculum includes a curriculum structure focusing on the essential materials that gives flexibility for teachers to teach according to the students' needs and characteristics. The educational tour offered at Little Ranch Sido Mukti are farming, gardening, and profession learning for school children.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ada satu bagian pada perempuan yang sangatlah peka bila disentuh oleh lelaki. Di manakah bagian itu? Maukah kau tahu? Karena bagian itu hanya untuk lelaki yang cukup umur. Karena bagian itu sungguh sangat bisa buat perempuan dimabuk kepayang, dimabuk asmara. Di manakah bagian itu? Maukah kau tahu? Sentuhlah dia tepat di hatinya, dia akan jadi milikmu selamanya. Sentuh hatinya dengan sangat hati-hati bila ingin rebut, karena bagian itu sungguh sangat bisa buat perempuan dimabuk kepayang, dimabuk asmara. Di manakah bagian itu? Maukah kau tahu? Santulah